me boobies. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right. You know that the media guys
you
are
know.
Always going to be on you no matter what. My question is, why does the media have this portrait of the Redskins?
All right. Good question by our friend King George Michael.
Portrait.
To little Danny Snyder.
Very good.
Why does the media portray the Redskins the way that they do?
Well, I think part of the problem with the media is there's a landscape change in the media.
What?
And newspapers, for example, their circulations are declining rapidly at 3-4% a year.
There we go.
So what they need is controversy to sell. They need negativity. And I think when it all comes down to it, it becomes a sort of feeding frenzy for them. If you look at the more modern media, newer technology, whether it be Comcast, Sportsnet, or what have you, it's almost a little bit less biased.
It's less biased because they're a sponsor of the Redskins, and you know that they're not going to say to you, "Hey, little man, how come everybody hates your guts?"
Yeah, that's the the little backdoor dig at newspapers because they have said mean things about him.
Because there's less agenda.
But they're saying that you want to control the media by having your own internet, and you know you're not going to put the controversy on there.
Actually, we do, because what we do with
it's like listening to a Russian dictator, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we do. We are very free. And
there are many places for people to say they do not like our government.
My name is Vladimir Snyder.
And don't forget, he's still feuding with the Post,
mm-hmm.
because they took away all the Post comp tickets so they could sell them.
Exactly.
So there's a lot of love there as well.
What a story.
Washington Times, any USA Today, whoever's interviewing a coach, all we're doing is taping it and feeding it to the internet. So we're putting that content available for fans, for anybody, just to see it as it is. Actual questions, most of the time live.
What a creep.
This burning, unquenchable desire.
The Don and Mike Show.
Next question.
I know what they're not dumb. They're stupid. Don and Mike.
Let's hear more of Dan Snyder's lies here.
We wouldn't have been able to do this if they won yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, if they were 3-0.
We wouldn't be doing this right now.
It's the bad timing.
We know this town. We know how this town reacts.
It's just like, I was talking about fantasy football outside with Joe. And Joe said to me, goddamn my son. He cursed my son.
3-0 Joe.
And he said, Donovan McNabb is going to win Bart the money this week in fantasy football.
And now Bart really hung tough. When a lot of people were jumping off the Donovan McNabb bandwagon.
He called me yesterday morning and was really theorizing. He said
his backup quarterback?
He's got somebody else good.
Okay.
But he said either Donovan McNabb will totally stink or he'll come out and he'll be so pissed at everything that's happened, he'll have a great, great game.
And it was the latter, and he beat me.
And there was something about that.
Five
that
points.
Something that had to do with Dan Snyder there, but I don't remember
Dan
what it
Snyder
was.
Doesn't play fantasy football.
People are saying in the media that you're trying to control the media by doing it.
It's not controlling the media as much as delivering the entire story.
So you're saying that you give the fans more through your internet and everything?
And when Joe says through your George says through your internet, he means through Redskins.com.
Right.
Okay.
The website.
Which the Redskins want to be the only portal where you get any information.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure there's lots of hate Dan Snyder stuff on there, just like we have lots of hate mail about us on our website.
He wants you to click on Redskins. If you go to your search engine, you put in Redskins. He wants one website to come up.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
Why can't he just?
And it all goes through that.
You know, when you got a website, here's what I'd say to you. On our website, you know, why do we have a monitored chat section?
Right.
Well, because we don't want every post to be the Don and Mike Show sucks.
Right. Exactly.
You know why that? Because it's our website with our names on it.
Sure, we want to control it.
There's plenty of other websites where people write how much we suck.
That's right. Well, Dan Snyder's trying to find those.
He's trying.
Seek them out and put them all under his empire.
But what he's saying is on Redskins.com, you've got that.
Right.
And he's a hypocrite, but he's even worse hypocrite than you and I, because either at least you and I say.
You know, I love George.
We don't want the dual way on our website because it's our portal
right.
for people to find out about our show. Why would you say, listen to our show, incidentally, here's a bunch of hate mail.
Right? I would love to follow up. I would love George to follow up and say, so you can tell me that nothing has ever been edited that's gone on your website.
We give them unfiltered.
What does that mean?
Well, it's not filtered by a 26-year-old reporter that really doesn't know necessarily what's really going on, doesn't necessarily meet with the coaches, the players, doesn't have a clue, but yet makes an opinion about a left tackle and comments that you say to yourself, you know, they obviously don't have a clue what's really going on. So what we're delivering
can you sense the disdain?
For
everything that's not under his control.
That's right.
And this is a paranoid dude.
And what's the problem with there being a 26-year-old reporter?
What's the problem when you have this much money and you own this franchise to lightening the F up?
Yeah. Here's more with Dan Snyder about the media.
All right, so you know that the criticism is you got the wrong player. It's easy to criticize the player that's wrong. Why don't they know when you do a Stephon hire? I could run down the list of guys that weren't supposed to be here who are major contributors. Why do you think that they don't acknowledge the good things that have happened?
Well, I think over time they will. I think the media over time, when you're winning, will acknowledge it. I think right now we haven't proved it yet.
There you go.
You know, here's what it is, really. I think every person that owns a professional sports team that has a rabid following, like the Washington Redskins, there's a word here. It's called accountability. Yeah. You do have tremendous accountability to your fans. They will. Yeah, they will if you go ahead and you win a championship. And, of course, you'll get the accolades at that point. What I'd like to hear is a little bit, you know what? We haven't done the job, and we haven't been accountable. And
you know what?
But you're not going to get that from this guy.
And you were right when you said before it was about timing. I remember now. You're right. If they had won yesterday, this wouldn't be a funny tape today because they'd be 3-0. Just like if Donovan McNabb had not had a great game yesterday, even though he did that interview with JB a month ago, people would still be on his ass today about it.
Absolutely.
But because he had a huge game, and because the Redskins lost the game yesterday.
Right, especially up in Philadelphia, gets watered down a little bit. But the thing is, what all these owners should know, or owners like Dan Snyder should know, I hate the word. I don't even like the expression, but it is called the public trust. Mm-hmm. You really have something that's bigger than buying a grocery store.
It's not a conglomerate. You're right. It's not a corporate entity. It's not.
Right. And you have to realize that everybody, because it's the nature of how you make your money. It's the reason you get the cable revenues. It's the reason you get the TV revenues. Because everybody sitting in their jersey on their couch drinking their beer is so into it that they are considering themselves an expert.
Right.
All this crap comes with the territory.
Can you think of any other guy who owns a team like worth $800 million or $1 billion, whatever it's worth? He's doing an interview, and what he's saying in essence is, well, you know, there's a 26-year-old guy who writes something, and it's just not the way that I like it written. So, you know, we're going to give you all of the stuff here because you can't trust reporting in this day and age.
And the fact is, of course, everybody's got an opinion. Everybody, and what he doesn't seem to understand is where it's the Vladimir Putin. Everybody has a right to his opinion.
I don't know why people hate me. I buy things, and I slap my name on them, and I immediately want people to come and just buy my products.
Well, and you've been there. Being a season ticket holder, you know
it's
the experience out there.
It's the worst game day experience in the NFL. And, Mike, you know what he cares? Not one penny about.
Right, exactly.
Not one penny.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. That's Danny. What else do we have? Oh, here's another one called Build a Stadium Non-Answer.
Oh. How long will it be before you build a new stadium in the district?
You know, I get that question all the time.
I thought you didn't do a lot of interviews.
No, I get that question from friends about, hey, I read that.
I thought you didn't have any friends.
You're interested in moving.
I never read it.
I think it's a scenario that we have a contract that people need to read that was done before I arrived by my predecessor.
I mean, really?
By my predecessor.
You know, you're talking, first of all,
about what is it?
The guy's name is Jack Kent Cook. And second, he listen how he's speaking to. This is something being broadcast on media. Well, the fans have to look at the contract.
Right.
That'll happen.
First of all, the fans are not clamoring for a new stadium.
You know what fans want? Fans want creature comforts. Fans want better concessions. Fans want an experience to be better. They want everything that is involved in that particular game day to be something special.
I think the main thing that fans would like, even beyond a winning team,
would
be going to a game on Sunday and not having it be like an experience where you're flying to Chicago, where you say, we've got to get to the airport 3 hours in advance, wait 2 hours for the plane, then get on the ride, and then it's another 3 hours back home again.
You know, I hate to use the Red Sox, but I will, because I just got back from there in Boston. And the experience up there with the new ownership that came in, they had one goal basically more than any other when they were negotiating whether they were going to build a stadium. Now we're going to keep the old one. We're going to add on to it. We're going to do crazy. And they've transformed it from when I'd go to the ballpark And it would be, you know, you get there, you get to the gate, and you go into an old ballpark with great fans, and they transferred it, they transformed it into, it is a huge block party. It's an amazing block party.
It's all how they sell it. Right. Now, don't take this the wrong way, Mike. Mm-hmm. The Red Sox, I've done a little research on this. Snyder's probably envious about how the Red Sox have whored themselves out.
Mm-hmm.
What with a NASCAR team?
Right.
The Red Sox have the pipeline to Japan.
Right.
The Red Sox are merchandising themselves all over the world. But you know what?
Oh, people talked about the $50 million that they had to pay this baseball team over in Japan to get this pitcher who is doing, he's doing okay.
But
the fact is the revenue that they got out of Japan on this pays for that few times over.
But here's the rub. Even though the Red Sox are doing maybe more mm-hmm. than the Redskins to market themselves
right.
and to shove it to Red Sox fans,
mm-hmm.
they're doing it in a way in which you don't feel like you're being violated.
Because at the same time they are doing that, they are also putting money into the experience so that it will be fan friendly. And it's every single year they build these seats. They build this area. They build that area. And they're doing it. And you know what? And in the big scheme of things, it really is, in my opinion, it is a drop in the bucket for team owners to do that. And you're right. They're still, you know, behind the scenes doing everything marketing
sure.
that they can do. But they're given that tiny little bit to make the experience better. And, you know, that's the little tiny stuff. Really, as far as on a huge sports team level, that's sweating the details a little bit just to make the experience a little nicer. And now, and they're doing that.
A guy like Snyder just cannot relate to the
fact. He doesn't get that.
He can't relate to the fact that there are people who have never been to a game and will save up and spend a week's salary to go to a game, and when they're finally there and they think that they're on holy ground, mm-hmm. they realize that they're being treated like they're waiting for It's a Small World at Disneyland.
Right? It really is not a pleasant experience. And the very thing is, you know, when you talk about building the roads, you know, the infrastructure around there, trying to even get in and get out. I mean, it's one of the worst in the world.
All right. Well, we could spend a lot of time with Snyder.
Sure
but...
could.
Yeah.
There he is.
It's funny, isn't it, Stuart Little? It's funny when House uses his British voice, isn't it? It's nice living in that guy's pocket, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, let's change the topic.
All right. Okay, no
problem. Before we get to Buzz, Mike, we're facing a disaster.
Really?
Well, no, let's say we are facing a disaster.
Like a real disaster?
Uh-huh.
Like the comet hits?
Whatever.
I watched that on Discovery last
9/11, night. Armageddon, whatever.
Comet, Don.
Okay, a comet. Of all the fictional heroes in history, who's the one that Americans would most like to save them?
Underdog.
Really?
Or that's your vote, Underdog.
Underdog. I'd like to change mine. Top Cat. Who's the superhero that we'd want to save us?
Not superhero. Fictional hero.
Fictional hero.
Fictional hero.
Oh, okay. So it doesn't count as superhero.
Oh, okay.
My number one answer would be...
Is this of literature?
Could be anything, couldn't it?
Anything out of pop history / pop culture / history.
Jack Ryan.
Who's Jack Ryan?
Jack Ryan from the Tom Clancy novels.
Oh.
Harrison Ford.
No, I got somebody bigger than that.
Jack Bauer made the list.
I thought of
that. Okay, so it's a TV list.
Not necessarily. Because James Bond made the list.
Okay. Boy, James Bond would be good.
John McClane from Die Hard made the list.
Yeah, he'd be on there.
Indiana Jones is second.
No, you don't want Indiana Jones. I mean, he panics too much.
And
he hates snakes. Yes.
The McCormick Tribute Foundation asked Americans, if you were facing disaster, what fictional hero would you most want to come to the rescue?
Heloise.
Your number one answer is MacGyver.
MacGyver?
MacGyver.
Oh, that sucks.
What the bleep happened here?
I don't know.
Pinhead from Hellraiser.
It's MacGyver, Indiana Jones, John McClane, James Bond, Jason Bourne, Jack Bauer, Lara Croft, and then Spider-Man.
Oh, so there is a superhero there.
There's one.
Where's Superman?
Yeah, he should be number one.
Exactly.
I mean, would you agree? If you're going to pick one, it would have to be Superman.
Exactly. And when I was watching the Redskins game yesterday, I was wondering how Cal was feeling about his brother, Randall L.
Cal L. Randall L. He had a good game yesterday.
Goddamn right.
I bet Cal L was very, very happy about that. But I think Superman, you want Superman because he can literally move the earth.
Yep.
So, listen, yeah. Superman is the be-all, end-all.
He is the ultimate superhero.
We've had this argument before. Superman against any other superhero.
Not even a chance, right. Except if they have that green stuff.
Kryptonite. If they have kryptonite, Superman is screwed. But there is no kryptonite, Mike.
What do you mean there is no kryptonite?
There really is no Superman.
What? Oh, my God.
Well, except, of course, for in the movies. He's real. You'll believe.
All right, you know what a tougher question is? Who is the backup? Who would be the next superhero? And then don't go because you like the guy, the winged creature.
Batman?
Would you pick him to be the next one?
Behind Superman, who would be my number one choice really to save us?
Yeah. It's got to be somebody with pretty incredible superpowers.
I would go with Spider-Man.
Spider-Man?
Spider-Man. Mm.
Yeah, because he's super powered too. Because he has atomic blood,
right? He's made
radioactive blood.
He's made up. Well, what am I saying? All these guys are
no,
made
I'm
up.
No, I'm talking. Of course, they're made up. I'm saying no.
I know that's what I'm saying to myself too. It's like I'm having to remind myself. Hold on. I'm thinking Superman's a real guy and MacGyver's made up.
That's why on that list, Spider-Man is the only one that just doesn't fit. Because I thought you were talking about real guys,
right?
And real guys, all your Jack Bowers, your James Bonds are not going to be able to save the world major world catastrophe. But Superman, who is a character of fiction, also Superman could come along and help the world.
We got to go to Buzz.
Hi, everybody. Late. This is the news.
We're running way late. Sorry about that, everybody. We'll continue this tomorrow. Mike, you know who the hero for right now is?
Who is that?
Nothing's been the same since he left that day.
That's right.
Momentum for the skin slowly faded away. We know he loved his car.
How come this guy didn't make it? Oh, I know he didn't make it because he's not fictional. He's a real guy. Yeah.
He's super real. Fans, we're not trying to be glib, but look out, Dallas. Everybody sing it with me, okay, please?
Joe Gibbs!
We love your legacy.
Joe Gibbs!
How did that get in
Joe
there?
Gibbs. Joe Gibbs. Joe Gibbs. Joe Gibbs.
Wow. That's horrible.
Go Skins! Go Skins!
A horrible mistake.
White power!
Go Skins!
Crossover.
Skins.
Orange parking.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.